I'm sorry. Oh, Sunday night. Simchat Tzaddik Aleph. We're up to really Sif Beis, but I wanted to go over a few points, which I really wrote down on a piece of paper, which hasn't been ne'el on me many, as you see. We had a few questions, so okay. No, that's... Thank you. Okay. What did we learn in Sif Aleph? We learned that for other brachas and for Kriya Shema, there's a din of Liber Royas Erva, and of course Gilu Erva, and Gilu Erva is the Araisa, Liber Royas Erva is the Rabbanam. But for Shmon Esrei, there's a higher standard based on the idea of Oymed Lufnei HaMelech, based on Hikoim Likras Aleikacha Yisrael, it's called. You have to make yourself presentable. The Rambam learns it out from the pasuk Hishtachvu LaHashem BaHadras Kodesh, that when you're Oymed, you're Mishtachvu LaHashem, so the BaHadras Kodesh, you have to dress properly. Now, the Gemara's case is that you have to make it. That's the Gemara's case. Achi Yechasa Libo. The Mishnah Berurah brings out from the Bach, Hu Adin Kol Gufo. So, I said that I would define Kol Gufo. See, this is what's not clear. The standard is Oymed Lefnei HaMelech. That's the din. Now, even if we assume that's subjective, and I would assume it's subjective, and if you're in a makom, let's say in Israel, where, okay, we won't make any political jokes tonight, so let's say there's an idea of Oymed Lefnei HaMelech, you know, you used to go, you know, here they go, and they certainly, 20 years ago, they went to the Beis Nasi to visit, they went to, even when it was a chosh of a person, they went in shirt sleeves. They wouldn't wear shorts. Like, there were certain standards. They wouldn't wear the shorts that they wore in the kibbutzim because they worked the whole day. And maybe they would walk around publicly in shorts. That's maybe common in some areas. But even those people wouldn't go to the Beis Nasi in shorts, but they wouldn't wear a jacket either. Certainly not a hat. They would wear shorts, shirt sleeves. They wouldn't wear a tie. And I told them, they didn't wear ties. They still don't. You know. What?
Even the Nasi didn't wear.
Yeah, so there's a certain, so certainly there's some aspect that's subjective and totally in minik, and you know, you deal with the place. Now, there's probably though some objective standard, because I mean the Gemara talks about if you're half naked, actually chasalibo. So the Gemara is like, I think, this is my interpretation, that there are certain things that are objectively inappropriate. Even if you'll find some crazy Medina where, in Ethiopia maybe, where they go half naked, even in front of the king. I don't know. I would be misufik if there wouldn't be a din to cover the upper half of your body for Shemona Esrei. At some point it becomes a sort of an objective standard. So where do you draw the line? So, I went through the Indian, I thought about it. The Bir Halacha really says a big Kiddush, we saw. The Bir Halacha says that it's not Ma'akev, but the Bir Halacha says it's not Ma'akev means once you daven, you Yotze B'di'evet. But don't daven that way. He's talking, let's say, upper half of the body naked, or what the Mishnah Berurah says, Kol Gufo. Don't daven. Miss Zman Tfilah. And miss davening l'chadchila, rather than daven in a way that you wouldn't be under the Fnei HaMelech. That's really the din here, the way that you wouldn't be under the Fnei HaMelech. So again, you have the gamut. I guess you would have to assume even the way we daven, even the people that wear a hat and jacket. But, you know, if they'd be going with Fnei HaMelech, they'd probably put on their Shabbos suits. They wouldn't wear the weekday suits. They wouldn't wear a weekday hat and jacket. They would wear a more chosh of a one. It's like, are they violating this din? So the teretz is probably not. There's probably a posek has to judge, like where, like there's a pendulum of foot. Like, you have to decide when it becomes subjective, when it becomes objective. You know, at some point you say, well, you know, if I'd be going to Fnei HaMelech every day, you know. At some point you say, okay, if I'm going to the Fnei HaMelech every day, I maybe wouldn't wear Dafka Shabbos suit. You know, once you reach a certain point. So to say that We don't do it. You see, the people don't put on Shabbos suits. You don't say under the Fnei HaMelech Lagabe that. So why not? So I would imagine because a Melech with whom you're familiar and you go every day, so Yitaka wouldn't wear a Shabbos suit. That's my interpretation. Now what about something like shirt sleeves? Shorts. We talked about shorts. So you wouldn't be under the Fnei HaMelech in shorts. I would apply the Bir Halacha to shorts. Even though it's a chiddush halacha, it sounds like a chiddush. If you're in shorts and it's shkia time, the bir halacha wants you to miss mincha and not daven mincha before shkia. You don't daven mincha in shorts. That's what this halacha is saying. I think it's that objective. Shorts, short sleeves. You know, shorts. I think a person's like sort of naked. That would be Nichlal and the Kol Gufo of the Bach. Shirt sleeves, shorts. Shirt sleeves, you know what I would tell someone about shirt sleeves? About half sleeves, I'm talking about. I would say, you know, I wouldn't go so far as to call in the Bir Halacha and tell you to miss Zman Tefillah if you're only in shirt sleeves. But I would say Lechatchila, someone would ask me, no, that wouldn't. I'm looking at the Bir Halacha as a chumrah. As a chiddush. So I think afazei vayit, you daven in shirt sleeves, to say you wouldn't go lefnei HaMelech. I don't know. Maybe in a makom that wouldn't. I'm talking now in a society where they would go lefnei HaMelech in short sleeves. If in a society where they wouldn't go in front of a melech in short sleeves, either. I don't know. There's no makom to be makil. The Bir Halacha.
So in the United States, a tie would be more important than a jacket because the people walking to the West Bank are always wearing a tie.
I don't know. So is there an excuse not to wear a tie in the United States when you're daven? Is there an excuse not to? So again, I would say, I would be melamed tzchus, since people don't, and say that again, who the melech is familiar with, maybe they taka would not bother wearing a tie. That would be a limud chus. And it's oymed lefnei hamelech is a certain objective standard that you need for Shmona Esrei. So you push it, you say a melech I'm familiar with. But, you know, at some point, like, how do you say not? So the only thing is, I looked in the Aruch HaShulchan. From the Aruch HaShulchan, he does not say this beferish. If you look in the Aruch HaShulchan, you're not going to see this. But what I feel is implied in the Aruch HaShulchan is that if you're an onus, let's say you went swimming and you're late, you're on the beach, I don't know, you're in shorts, even if you're in shorts. I got out of the Bir Halacha that if you're nenas and you find yourself, I got from the Aruch HaShulchan, although he does not say it b'feirush. The way I understand the wording of the Aruch HaShulchan, if you find yourself mitzad oynis, an unavoidable thing, you got stuck in traffic and you're in shorts, I would say even in shorts I would overrule the Bir Halacha's Chiddush. The Bir Halacha L'chayr would say misdavening. That's the Bir Halacha's Chiddush, misdavening. I would say if you're nenas and that's why you find yourself in shorts and you can't change shkia time, you're in traffic, you want to stop the car, go to the side of the road and daven. You're in shorts, you just came back from the beach, and I would paskin to daven if you're nenas. If you're not nenas and you're just running out of time and you could have maneuvered and you're in shorts, I don't know. I would be a lot of the chiddush, but in shorts, no one's going to be on me the fnei melech in shorts. Short sleeves, I'd say lechatchila, maybe you shouldn't have, I don't know. Then I'd be, I don't know, it's a difficult call. Maybe these are the things you gotta, what does the Balyasha say, you know? I would say in a society where they walk around in shirt sleeves and they would even visit the Nasi in shirt sleeves, I'd be hesitant to pull in the Bir Halacha. I'm talking about a Bir Halacha. Would I tell someone the Chatchila not to daven in shirt sleeves in a society where they go to the Nasi in shirt sleeves? I think I wouldn't. Shorts though? I'd be more note there to say, wait, this is all without a future sif that we're going to learn about wearing a hat and jacket. We didn't get up to that sif yet. because that's already like mitzad, what you should do. But now we're talking the din of hikayin, the din which, now we're extrapolating from the Gemara that says you can't daven Shmoneh Esrei half naked. And the Mishnah Berurah says, who had din kol gufo? And I'm saying shorts is for sure not kol gufo. You got, that's for sure, kol gufo is mechayiv you not to wear shorts. And they say even the society where they, I would say even in the society where they would go in front of the melech with shorts, I would say no. I would maybe, you know, I don't know. I'd be hesitant about pulling in the beer halacha for that, and tell the person b'di'evad not to, to miss davening.
What about if got into pajamas? The pajamas are completely similar, like cover collar goods, etc. Can you put your hand jacket on pajamas?
I don't
or
see
do you have
the
change
out. We'll discuss it when we learn what's the point of a hat and jacket.
What about a t-shirt?
I think the question is, what do you do if you're sick? If you're sick, so again, I would say if you're sick, you're sort of anonymous. You know, the sick person doesn't have to go get dressed. So that's where I, according to the Bi'ar Locha, miss davening. So I don't know. First of all, you're going to be sick, let's say, a week, Chas V'Shalom. So the Bi'ar Locha would say miss davening for a week, because you're in pajamas, it's not mistavra to me. So that's why I'm saying, I see in the Aruch HaShulchan, that if you're nenas, then you could look at, you know, but the yevad you yotzei tefillah. The rule of thumb really is that if you're nenas, usually if you're nenas, you could do a lechatchila. I'm sorry, you could do a b'di'evet, comma, lechatchila. B'di'evet you yotzei davening. So if you're nenas, you can daven lechatchila. What's oimid lenegdi is the bir halacha. So I'm saying that the bir halacha is not talking about when you're anonymous. That's what I'm getting out of Dorach HaShulcha. The bir halacha is talking, stam is like, you know, you're in shorts. So, b'di'evet you yotzei. So certainly, logically, we'd say, hey, b'di'evet you yotzei, why should you miss a tefillah? So the bir halacha is mechadesh, b'di'evet means once you daven, you yotzei. But the chatchila, you should not daven, even at the point of missing davening. But if you're nenas, I'm saying, and sick is nenas. I don't, we'll learn, hat and jacket, maybe there's no point with pajamas. But certainly, hikayin is also a general halacha. So I would tell the sick person to put on a robe. That would be the way he's fulfilling hikayin likras alikecha Yisrael. Does make yourself that much more respectable. You're in pajamas even if you're sick. Imagine a chashuva person comes to visit you. You know, you would put on a robe. You wouldn't get dressed. You're sick, you know. But you would put on a robe. So that's how you have to act when you're davening. The same way.
What about the guy coming back from the beach? He's not wearing a regular shirt. He's wearing a t-shirt.
There's a din by Shmona. I have trouble with that. How are you matir it? There's a din lechatchila. You have to be dressed oimid lefnei
hamelech.
What?
Same seer, like,
yeah. You're asking me why in America don't you have to wear a tie? I don't know. Tzarech Iyun. The only limud zchus I could say is that familiarity with the king, they wouldn't wear a tie either.
No, I'm saying the seer that you get coming back from the beach.
If you're an honest. If you're an honest, you're an honest.
So a t-shirt, yes.
If you're an honest,
no shirt at all?
I'm saying a chlal. Yeah, no shirt at all.
I'm
saying a klal. If you're an onus, you could lechatchila do a b'di'evet. Since b'di'evet you yotzei davening, what?
Why is it an onus? You
if you're not an onus, you're not an onus.
Why is it an onus?
Why quibble over the metzius? You went to the beach, you gave yourself an hour to daven mincha, you got stuck in traffic, and you're sitting there without a shirt. And you want to get out of the car and daven before shkia. You're not a kashamaisa. Okay, salonis.
When did Tender Boys
tell
his grandfather told him, you
know,
not to wear shirts, but you can wear top.
Yeah. There's definitely another reason to move to Israel. Write it on your list. You have another reason to move to Israel. You have another reason to move to Israel. You don't have the shy of wearing a tie by davening.
Right. you think you're on the worst planet or something. So you can't, I used to be a pilot. So
you're talking about in Israel?
Yeah.
Let's tell everybody walks around singing their Rosh Kodesh.
Isn't there,
they wear frocks.
Isn't there a lot of you talking about a case where he wasn't a chassis riboy?
I don't see why the Mishnah Berurah saying Hu Adin Kol Gufay doesn't apply to the Bir Halacha. The Bach says Hu Adin Kol Gufay, that goes on the whole Halacha. It's Oymed the Stay on Melech. It, maybe there's an objective standard. I'm telling you, like if a person was wearing shirt sleeves, and in a case where it's not the derech of the Medina to be oymed lefnei hamelech, but it's not shorts, it's only short sleeves, maybe I would like the paskin not like the bir halacha in that case. I don't know. You know, probably there's a halicha shloima. I wasn't able to get hold of one. There was when the Zalman was asked like 18 different kinds of siurim. In the Ishei Yisrael, where I look, where he usually has a lot of stuff from Rav Zalman in the footnotes, he doesn't have this particular issue. He doesn't have. Okay, so what did we come out? So the people in Eretz Yisrael that daven without a hat and jacket, in Eretz Yisrael, it's not so bad. I think it's safe to say that the Oymed Lefnei HaMelech in Israel certainly is not with a hat and jacket. So the hat and jacket would then go under the heading of Sif Vav. It would not have to do with Sif Aleph. Right? Sif Aleph is the Oymed Lefnei HaMelech. In Israel, I think we're pretty safe that the hat and jacket is not Sif Aleph, where your mamash have to do it, because that's how you would go Lefnei HaMelech. Okay. But shorts is a no-no, and short sleeves, I thought you don't know. I'm pretty sure that they go with short sleeves too, yeah? Okay. Okay, Sif Beis is a gartel. What? Tzorich Lezer, you had to be here from the beginning. You can't come in the middle and make fun. Tzorich Lezer, Ezer B'Sheis HaTfila, Afilu Yeshlo Adnei Chein Libo Roe So Erva, Mishim Hikoin. There's another din of Hikoin Lekras Olekecha Yisrael. You have to gird yourself for davening. And that, prepare yourself for davening, dress properly for davening, gird your loins, as they used to say. And that is that even if you have a hefsik, ben libo le'erva, but you have to wear something else. That's what the Mechaber paskins. We would call it a gartel. You have to, now this is something, where does it come from? What is this all about?
Why do we do it?
We don't do it, well first of all we're going to learn the Mishnah Berurah. Mishnah Berurah is going to bring down a sheet that you only do it if it's the derech to do it at other moments of time. We'll see when. But if you never, ever, ever wear one, that's not what the Mechaber is talking about. That's what the Mishnah Berurah says. Mishnah Berurah then goes on to say that that's a kula, that a reshimayim should not be. I'm jumping ahead. Let's learn it as it develops. The Mechaber paskens, you have to wear a garki. Even if you have something else being mafsik libo le'erva, but he koin likras alekecha Yisrael, you have to make an extra effort and then dress up for davening, and that's wearing a belt, a gartel. The fact that we don't know even what that means, why is that like a special kind of clothing that you'd put on? So that's why we're makil. But they used to, there used to be an expression, gird your loins, and like when they used to, like want to be mischalik, like you're about to take a hike. I don't know, maybe we don't do anything the equivalent. Like you're about to take a hike. Like what do you do? Yes. So they would wear like they would like be, it was a hischaskus like of sorts, like you're getting ready for battle, you're getting ready for a hike. Maybe we would put on suspenders, I don't know. I'm jumping ahead, but I might as well jump ahead because I have to stop already and go to the ladies. That's the tzad kula. That even though it doesn't sound like it from the Mechaber and the Mishnah Berurah, but the bottom line is, and this Rosh Shlomo Zalman did say, that that's all when they used to put on something when they, like they say, like when they were about to do something, either take a hike or like go do. There was like an extra, I don't know, hischaskos when they were mechazik themselves for something, they would put on like an extra belt. Or, they used to put on something. But we don't know what that's talking about even. Like we don't have.
Why don't you bring a jacket on for it out?
That we're going to see in Sivvav about a jacket. Sivvav.
I think it could be in this Siv, because that's the hafana you can do.
The Gemara talks about an Azor specifically. An Azor. It talks about an Azor. It's like an objective thing to wear an Azor, a belt. Like I said, gird your loins. That's how they used to prepare themselves for a strenuous activity. So the Mishnah Berurah says, even if you never wear one. Even if you never wear one, a Yerei Shemayim will be machmer and wear one. The Chazon Ish and the Stipler wore one. Shlomo Zalman says, if you're in a society where no one ever wears one, they don't even know what you're talking about, then it's not even the Mishnah Berurah's Yerei Shemayim should wear one. But the Shlomo Zalman, the reports I saw in these forums is that the Chazon Ish did wear one, and the Stipler did wear one. I gotta go. Thank you.